Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Think.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Bill Brandt is our guest. He's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, going back over 9 years now. The president and CEO of Development Specialists, Inc., and one of the top management experts in our Brain Trust, and also one of the top political minds of our Brain Trust. And he is of the Democrat persuasion, in the interest of full disclosure. Bill Brandt, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. I brought my birth certificate. I told you I would just.
Is it the long form, and is it original? I want to make sure this is original.
Well, it's actually the short form. They only used hand scrawls in those days.
Right.
You know, they didn't have. This is before Gutenberg.
I thought they wrote your name in a Bible in your day or something like that.
Well, actually, they wouldn't have picked a Bible. It was a different kind of book entirely, Jim. But I won't go there from here.
Oh yeah, right. Exactly.
This is a family show, as I recall.
No, exactly. Hey. Obviously Bill's making reference to the birther, certificate, the natural born, birth of the president and President Obama and the controversy that was around that. But, I think that's going to be put to bed now, right?
In the context of what's happened in the last day or so, doesn't that all seem even sillier than we ever imagined?
Why didn't he do it? Do you know, though, why he didn't go ahead and clear this up 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago?
I do. I've got good friends in the White House. I was in the West Wing about 2 weeks ago for a working meeting. And the way it works, and I'll say what's been said so often, if you want a copy of your birth certificate in Hawaii, you apply. And we've all had to do this to get a passport or something else. And
mm-hmm.
you get the form that the state of Hawaii mandates is the form they'll give you. They had that form. They put it up on the Internet. There is an original long form that was in a book. But the general public and, indeed, the people who are the subject of the birth certificate are not able to get it.
Right.
And so to get it, he actually had to go get a waiver from the state, from the attorney
general.
So
they basically thought this thing, okay, you got my form, it's what everybody else gets. That should be the end of it. So they probably thought, this will go away in time.
It's a little more than that, Jim. The truth is that this was such an insulting scene by them. Think of it in their terms. An insulting sort of semi-racist kind of approach to things, that they didn't want to dignify it with a response. And if you do want to get the long form, you actually do have to submit a written waiver request, and start a whole process. It would be, absolutely impossible in the old days under Governor Lingle or anybody else to keep the fact that you have a written request of the whole process underway.
Mm-hmm.
And that just puts pay. I mean, at that point, it draws more attention to it.
Right.
If you know what I'm saying? It makes it look like you're afraid of something, or you're actually taking.
Well,
seriously.
The thing about it is that it's something that needs to get done. Need to get out of the way so we can everybody can feel confident that this happened, or anybody who matters should feel confident that it happened. And now it's behind us. And Donald Trump. Were you surprised that Donald Trump took that up as one of his causes?
No, I think that Donald Trump, and I don't think he's a fool like other people think. I think that he's, he's had better moments, but I think that absolutely he reads polls. He's
sometimes self promoters look like fools.
Well,
and
he
is a self promoter.
He's a self promoter, but look at the attention he grabbed in the mere span of two weeks on this issue.
Yeah,
and so. The man knows how to pick up a newspaper and get other people to pick up a newspaper and credit him where credit is due. He did that. And so at some point, though, I think the president was right. He had a huge press conference on a variety of issues. One question about the birther certificate, and the next day, as Axelrod said, out of all these questions which the president thought were significant policy issues, the only question at the press conference was about the birth certificate.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, I think the folks in the White House said, this has just got to stop. We have another agenda here. And the funny part is, you and I were discussing just before we got on the air, in light of what happened last night, doesn't it even seem sillier than it ever did?
Yeah. Well, exactly. That and no question about it. And it's just like our mutual friend Rich Galen said in something he wrote recently. You know, if the Clintons couldn't find it 2.5 years ago with the help of a Republican governor in Ohio, you know, it ain't going to happen. So move on. And I think he's right about that. Bill, you alluded to it. Folks, as you know by now, there was a significant development in Pakistan overnight. And the American military defeated with extreme prejudice Osama bin Laden. And when we come back, I'm going to get Bill's thoughts on that after these messages. 20 till. Right back with Bill Brandt. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.